Taylor Swift is the new Beyonce. Psych. Gentrification is real. Uber is throwing out the N-word, and we have two very special guests from WeTV's Hustle and Soul. Back to reality. Stay tuned. You're tuned into Black Hollywood Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Tune in right now. Hey guys, happy Sunday. Welcome to Back to Reality. I am your girl, Nakia Monet, and I am joined by the one and only.
Hello, everybody. It's Howard the Third. Nice to be seen. Nice to be heard.
That's right, guys. So we have a jam-packed show because we do want to apologize. We weren't with you guys last week, and we love you guys so much. So we have special treats for you. We have our regular segment, but we also will have a Skype interview with two of the very own from WeTV's hashtag Hustle and Soul, John and Cola. They're going to be Skyping in a little bit shortly, so make sure you guys tune in for that. But before we kick off, Howard, how's everything going?
Everything's good. You know, I just came back from my trip in Portland, you know, still celebrating my birthday.
But
yes. Even though it was April 23rd, I'm still...
It's still your still birthday.
Going. I mean, it's tourist season, so I just have to keep going, right?
Boo.
Definitely. But
I'm kidding.
It's the best sign there is, Nakia.
All my exes are Tauruses, so I have a thing for Taurus men, and this is why I love Howard.
Exactly.
And my moon sign is a Taurus, so See? Here we are.
There we go.
Yes. All right, so since we have a crazy jam-packed show and we do want to get Cola and John in there, they're going to be joining us a little bit shortly. Let's just get started.
Let's get it.
Let's get to our first segment, Moments of the Week.
Moments like this, when it's time to get ill, we be so ahead of time. It's the
moment
we achieve. Best believe it's the
moment. Hey. Okay. I love that. All right, y'all. So one of the crazy moments, because we wasn't here last week, so I feel like we should give you the tea that happened last week, because
yes.
There was a lot that happened last week. Mm-hmm. So the Billboard Awards took place last week in Las Vegas, 2 weeks ago, and Drake took home some awards. Mariah Carey was honored. Paula Abdul killed it, and nobody's speaking about that. But what everyone is speaking about is Miss Taylor Swift, child.
Mm-hmm.
Taylor Swift went on stage and performed her brand new single, Me, really cute single. But the performance looked a little familiar and had fans saying she ripped off Beyonce's whole coming performance. What do you think, Howard? Did she rip it off?
I don't know.
How did you like
her
performance?
I thought it was cute for Taylor, but I do see the similarities. You know, this whole band, nobody was really doing bands like that. Here mm-hmm. comes Taylor Swift now. She's like, oh, well, let me throw a band in there. After Homecoming came out, then had the same little color coordinated things going on with the pink. And then she was trying to dance. You know Taylor Swift is awkward when she danced. I mean, I love you, girl, but you know you ain't got no rhythm. So at least just keep it in a simple two-step. But she was trying to do the most. I said, that's what only made me think she ripped it off, because when she tried to do an 8 count, knowing good and well, she got the 2 left feet. But what did you think about it?
You said everything perfectly. Like, honestly, cute. And don't get me wrong, Beyonce did not invent bands.
Exactly.
But literally, she just did the Coachella performance. Mm-hmm. She just put out the documentary. And this isn't the first time that Taylor ripped off Beyonce, because she did the whole Lemonade
Ooh.
Thing. And it's just the way Beyonce entered, how she had the whistle blowing. And it's like,
right.
Taylor, you weren't paying attention when Drumline came out. Like, no one cared about Drumline until Beyonce did it. So I just felt like she did take a page out of her book.
Mm.
And I know Kim Kardashian and Kanye West are probably sitting at home like, we told y'all. But yes.
She was a snake. Now, moving on to John Singleton, the famous director, producer. He did pass away, if you guys didn't know. Last week, we reported that the 51-year-old director suffered a stroke. Sorry, a few weeks ago, we reported that. But it looks like we did lose him this past week after his family made the tough decision to take him off life support. Our thoughts and prayers are with his family. Celebrities took to social media to express how much he meant to them. I have a post here from Regina King. She put on her social media saying, rest in power, my friend. One of the greatest to ever do it. Thank you, God, for blessing us with this gift, better known as John Singleton. Having trouble finding enough words to share just what you meant to me. We always love you, John. Your spirit will forever shine bright. We also have Janet Jackson, who gave her mm-hmm. the first, you know, like movie role in Poetic Justice. She says that you gave me my first movie role, my first Oscar nomination, and so much more. Thank you for all that you have given the world through your work and all you have done for Black culture, women, and young filmmakers. I miss you, John. Keeping your family in my prayers.
Mm.
So it was just a lot, you know. I interviewed John before, and he's such
you
a
did.
Nice guy.
That was a great interview, and
Thanks.
I'm so proud that you got the chance to speak with John and he's so legendary, and mm-hmm. he created a lot of movies, especially for Black people in the Black culture, and only 51, so that just makes you realize, say to yourself, I gotta get checked, right. I gotta stay healthy, because it's really scary, but we love John Singleton.
Love.
From the people of Black Hollywood Black Hollywood Live, we would like to send our prayers and condolences to John's family. Mm-hmm. Turn it up a little bit. Uber. Goodness gracious. Uber's always in trouble, and this time they got in trouble because it looks like they tweeted the N-word. Uber apologized. So what happened was there was a customer who reached out to customer support on Twitter, mm-hmm. and they said, I had an awful driver today. I want my money back. Please respond so we can work this out. Uber support tweeted back, we're so sorry about that N-word, like with the E-R. Right. Not with the A, with the E-R.
Oh, no.
Please send us your DM, da-da-da-da. And then Uber came out and said, we would like to sincerely apologize for that offensive tweet that was sent out earlier. We're investigating what happened, and we're making sure it doesn't happen again. But long story short, it looks like the customer changed their name purposely to the N-word. So if their name was Howard, it would be like, hey, sorry about that, Howard. But they changed it to the N-word, and Uber, you know, they have the bots that retweet things out, so
exactly
they apologize for using the N-word.
Just a mess. Uber,
come on, give me some free rides.
Okay, put on some 10% discounts or something,
especially for Black people. No Black History Month's over, but give us a 10% ride. Okay,
we'll take it. At least something on Uber Eats.
Hello, because I'm tired of that damn tax on Uber Eats. Enough is enough.
Let me just get my Chipotle at a reasonable price.
Damn delivery prices.
Oh, my God!
All right, kids, let's go to our next segment, our social media segment. This is where Howard and I are going to break down all of the funny things that we peeped on social media with crazy reality stars, because we like to be in tune and tell you guys what's going on. Yes. All right, so let's start. Miss Britney Spears, the legend herself, she took to social media. As we know, recently she had checked herself in allegedly to a place where she can get her mind checked and go, because she's going through something because her dad is, you know, slowly dying, I guess you can say, because he's really sick.
Gosh.
So she took to social media and says, hi, guys, I just wanted to say hi because things are not what are being said, have just gotten out of control. These rumors, death threats to my family and my team, and just so many things, crazy things being said. I'm trying to take a moment for myself, but everything that's happening is just making it harder for me. Don't believe everything you read and you hear. These fake emails everywhere were crafted by Sam Lufidi years ago. I did not write them. He was pretending to be me, communicating with my team in fake email addresses. She goes on and she just says, she's like, your love and dedication is amazing, but what I need right now is a little bit of privacy to deal with all of the hard things that life is throwing that way. If you can do that, I will be forever grateful. Love you.
Oh,
so sending Brittany. Prayers out to Brittany.
You know,
poor Brit.
I know, poor Brittany. And her fans were coming to say, free Brittany, thinking she was held hostage.
Right.
But she really just wanted to get her mind right. And then she's going through so much with her ex-manager, Sam. He's threatening to release old emails on her, threatening to release that she's still crazy. I mean, leave Brittany alone.
Leave Brittany alone.
Leave her alone.
That's my favorite.
I love her.
Shout out to Chris Crocker.
Yes, Chris. So let's move on to another singer, R&B singer Keisha Cole. She took to social media to announce that she is pregnant.
Aww.
With her second baby. So she went on her social media and said, went to Catalina Island last weekend, had such a good time, surrounded by love. You know the
That's
song.
That's cute.
Just enjoying good times and great vibes. I have a few shows coming up next weekend. Detroit, Miami, Mother's Day is coming. I'm ready for all the love and great energy. Yeah, so you know she's with a young boo. I think he's like 22.
First of all, he's fine and his skin looks amazing.
Fine.
Like, ridiculous. Shout out to you, Keisha. Everybody, get you a little young tenderoni.
Okay.
Fat Joe took to his social media because there's been a lot of drama going on with Remy Ma. We love you, Remy Ma, but allegedly she had to turn herself in because it was an alleged fight with the homegirl, I'm not going to say her name, from Love & Hip Hop New York. But Fat Joe took to social media and says, family first, please, please, please be aware of the clout chase. This country is truly ready for a rehabilitation and second chances. He pretty much just says, like, because he has a lot on here,
right.
So I'm just trying to skim through. He's like, in a world that continues to show madness and division families on TV, here we see love and unity where the woman's been the most flawless parolee ever, has been a curfew violation, has been drug tested time and time after that, and has not violated once. The question I ask, are we truly ready for second chances? And pretty much he's saying the incident that happened, there were cameras everywhere. The girl wasn't in the same place as Remy Ma, and the girl's pretty much lying. So he's saying prayers up for his sister, Remy Ma.
Wait,
it's a mess.
Just a mess. Speaking of a mess, and somebody who's lying, Salt-N-Pepa.
Salt-N-Pepa's here, and we're
push it back. Mm. So Salt and Pepper, their DJ Spinderella is saying that Pep and Salt are lying.
Ooh.
So Spinderella went to her social media to clear up some things because Salt and Pepper is promoting a tour with all three of them. Little did we know that Salt and Pepper actually kicked out Spinderella of the group,
what?
And she won't be on tour. So Spinderella went on to say, I'm deeply saddened to share with you all, Salt and Pepper and Spinderella fans, that I will not be performing on the New Kids on the Block mixtape tour. Despite my participation in promoting the tour and being highly publicized as one of the acts, in January 2019, I received a termination email from Salt and Pepper excluding me from performances with the group. It was my expectation after that decision that they would also take responsibility for sharing the news with the public and other affected parties. I mean, she just goes on to say so much. She pretty much says, so I'm making it clear now, please know, you will have the opportunity to see me this summer and many other projects and activities I will be participating in, and I look forward in to seeing you all
there. Yeah,
social
media typing.
I know, they type weird on social media, but Salt and Pepper will not be on tour with New Kids on the Block.
Ooh.
They go back. I mean, they're legendary acts, but they've always had this whole beef with Spinderella, saying she's a part, she's not a part. And I wonder how this is going to play out, because Salt and Pepper has a new show on BET with SWV talking about Ladies Night and that tour. So...
it's a whole mess. Tough. Hopefully y'all get it together.
Get it together.
Well, speaking of a mess, let's go into our next segment, Bird Talk,
Bird.
With Howard and Nakia.
Brr. Cheers.
We love a mess. So this is the segment where we kind of take it from social media, but we act out these people's social medias because it's just fun that way.
Yes.
Howard?
Yes, so let's get this going with Hazel E and Young Miami and Light Skin Keisha.
Ooh, child.
So if you guys aren't on social media, these are all social media girls. Young Miami is from City Girls. Light Skin Keisha pretty much is from Instagram. And Hazel E is from Love & Hip Hop Hollywood. Well, it was in the streets that Hazel E and City Girls girl, Young Miami, have the same beats from their song, Act Up.
Lord. Act up, you can get snatched up.
Act up, you can get snatched up. So Hazel E said, that's her song called Acting Up from 2017. Ooh. So Hazel E wrote, woo child, the ghetto. I can't even argue with children who don't drink water. I know thirsty babies with that swamp mustard. Wait, she said, I know thirsty babies with that swamp monster vagina.
Ooh!
I know your pH balance is trash.
They're rude.
Y'all, let's go to the course to decide. Good luck, love. I don't care about none of what you're saying. I'm acting up. And if this was a threat, y'all add it to the file. That's what Hazel E said to Young Miami.
Jesus Christ.
Somehow, Light Skin Keisha got into the mix, who's another fellow female rapper. And she posted a picture from Timmy Turner, Jimmy Neutron's nose. There's a lady on there with a crazy nose. And Light Skin Keisha said, Miss Fowler, is that you? You guys got to see. You guys got to go social media to see that. Hazel E wrote back and posted a picture of a horse eating an apple and said she wanted y'all to know it's straight from the horse's mouth. Because Light Skin Keisha has really big teeth. She has the dentures. They don't really fit her mouth. You know, kind of like Jacquees. So Light Skin Keisha wrote back, y'all please tell Big Nose E to leave me alone. She don't want no smoke. I like to fight in real life. Nosy, you a grown-ass man chasing clout. That SH still ain't gonna do none for your trash-ass career.
Ooh, Lord.
Love and hip-hop ain't cutting checks no more. So poor the man had to go overseas to sell old pussy.
Ooh.
You was just a fan. Now you mad? Bitch, keep calm. Hazel E wrote back and said, my bad, light-skinned Keisha. I knew you looked familiar. I couldn't place my finger on it. You and your knobby knee chaps are dismissed, and post a picture of Jim Carrey.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Then, I don't know how Winnie Harlow got into the mix, but Winnie Harlow, the model, put up and then said, Lord, I like Keisha and don't like her in this silly back and forth. No, as in stop. Too petty. Winnie, you better... stay out of it.
Stay out of it, Winnie.
It's a whole mess.
All right. Well, thank you, Howard. Speaking of a mess, let's go to Basketball Wives on the other scene with Evelyn, Malaysia, and Jennifer. So Jennifer had an event, and it looks like that Malaysia and Evelyn pulled up to the event, and they just said, hey, these are photos of Jennifer Williams at her Sip and Shop event. So cute, right? Everyone thought it was really adorable on social media.
Yeah.
But then Malaysia...
Oh, no.
Photoshopped Jennifer out of the picture, which is weird because Jennifer's in the middle of the picture, and Malaysia said, a picture is worth 1,000 words. And added Evelyn.
Ooh.
Evelyn weirdly had the three of them and says, as a woman, we must be able to rise above personal feelings and conflicts and support causes that have such devastating effect to our communities. So everybody was like really confused, like, okay, I'm confused. But then Evelyn reposted the photo that Malaysia posted with Jennifer cropped out. So you guys, I'm sure, just stay tuned to Basketball Wives because I'm sure they'll update you guys on
you
there.
You know it's going to be a mess. I can't wait for
just
it.
Just a mess, child.
And then our one last one is Khloe Kardashian. You know, Khloe's always good with a good old clapback. So a fan wrote on Khloe's page, Khloe acts like she can't go anywhere without her nanny. Nanny is in every pick and place she goes. She can mother her own. We can all do it. What a joke. She literally can't go to the market, a party, or lunch without her nanny. WTF. So Khloe wrote back, said, I can go anywhere and everywhere with whom I choose, doll. I choose to treat I choose to treat everyone like family. That is in my house. I choose to invite whoever wants to come to fun outings. We all love and enjoy the farmer's market. And it's so fun to go places and create memories together, doll. Boop. I hope you have a happy and blessed day. I also hope that you are very kind to the ones that... To the ones that are kind to you. The ones that are not probably need your kindness even more, hun.
Ooh, mind your business.
Mind your business.
All right, child. Ooh, Lord. All right. So let's just get to our last segment before we talk to Cole and John, because we're going to be Skyping them really shortly.
Yes.
This is the Where Are They Now segment, which I love. Hey, where they at, though? Where they at, though? Where they? On this one, this is really close to my heart because, you know, I host a show for Jersey Shore and I love Jersey Shore. But this Where They At is my guy, Mike the Situation. As we all know, Mike is serving time in federal prison for some tax fraud that he was doing. Oh. But his fiance posted this photo of him and he looking pretty thick. He was eating really good. So his fiance, his wife, now they're married, visited him and he wrote a pretty cool caption. And the guys also from Jersey Shore, Paulie D and Vinny, also got to visit him. I thought it was cool. The Situation will be out soon and Jersey Shore will be filming again. Wow. So I thought this was a pretty cool Where They At, though.
Where They At.
Yes. Whoa. All right, kids. So this is a part of the segment that we have that there's a show on TV that we talk about a lot called Hustle and Soul.
Yes. Such a fun little show. I mean, they're in Miami now, but they're originally based out of Brooklyn.
Yes.
It's a soul food place and they are just turn up all past three seasons.
So for those who don't know, they are the people who work at the Pink Teacup, which I love so much. And they are in their third season. And the third season has been pretty, pretty crazy. So we have the blessed opportunity to speak with John and Cola. So we're just Skyping, calling them now. Yes. And just seeing if they answer.
Hey, what's up?
Hi, guys.
What up? I'm on Instagram Live right now, too.
Yes.
Okay.
So John
and Cola. I got you on speaker.
Okay, perfect.
Great.
So I don't know if you can see us. You probably can't see us, but we can't see you guys either. First of all, thank you guys so much for joining us.
Yes. And is Cola there too?
She's on my Instagram Live. We're on live, like, together.
Okay. Hi, guys. Okay. Hello. So for those who are listening.
So what happened was we were supposed to be together, but I ended up, like, having to, like, come home because I had, like, a fucking sneeze attack. It was really bad. So I had to, like, leave. I had to leave work and come home, man.
It's okay. We'll talk with you and then maybe Cola can join us another time. But she is on IG Live. So shout out to you, Cola. I do want to say I love Cola because her and my mom have the same name, Nicola. Aww. So that's why I love her. So welcome, John.
Wait, so are we going live on Skype or is this the phone?
We're live right now. So we are live via YouTube. People are listening to us and watching us. So people can hear you right now. So hello, fella.
All right. Well, shit, I was hoping to go live. Like, I was hoping to see you guys.
You can. Right. I know. I hope we can see you. I think it's the way Skype is, so you won't be able to see us. But what I can do when everything's...
Oh, wait. Wait, you know what it is? I know what it is.
Tell us what it you, is.
Hold on.
Okay.
All right, so I'm on Skype now on my iPad.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
And then I answered the phone through my phone, not through my iPad.
Oh, got you. Yeah. And then if you want, you can always pull us up on YouTube because we're live right now, so you can see us and know who you are talking to.
All right. Let me see something real quick.
Okay. John's
because I like to see who I'm talking to.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So I sent you the link. I sent you and Cola the link. So you can click that in our chat. So those who don't know, I've been communicating. Shout out to Johnny for felicitating this and putting this together. So I've been chatting with them. So if you want, you can click that link and you can pull it up and you can see us and then we can start. So you let us know whenever you're ready.
All right, I'm ready.
Are you ready? Okay. Well, welcome to the show, John. This is Back to Reality.
Yes.
And where we talk about tons of reality shows, and we really thank you. Got you. Thank you so much. John, do you want to do a video? Because my producer just shot me a message, and we can send you the name for the video.
Yeah, I'd rather do a video chat. I think... I'm trying to figure this shit out right now, actually.
Okay, give me one.
That's what you mean, right?
Yeah.
A video chat?
So that way you can possibly see, but if not, you could do the whole YouTube thing.
Can you call me on that Skype number? Like, if we disconnect right now and you do that and I answer through the iPad?
Yeah, let's try that. Let's try that again. I'll see if my producer can give you another call. So we'll hang up with you now, and then we'll give you a call and see if it picks up, okay? Hang tight.
All right, bet.
Okay.
All right.
And shout out to our producer, Bree. Thank you, Bree, for holding us down in the booth.
Holding it down. He sounds so cool. You know, I really do like this show.
I love this show.
Because I was a new person to the show. I didn't watch the first season, the second season, but I came in on the third season. And luckily, I didn't have to watch the other two seasons like that because the drama on this show is so out of the roof. Like, I absolutely adore it. I'm like, listen, of course, I'm setting my DVR because I can't do commercials like that. But when I do watch it, I'm like, oh. Cola is crazy.
I love it.
Like, everybody's crazy, but somehow calm. I really wish they make one in L.A., like open up a pink teacup in L.A. I would love to try the chicken and waffles. Baby.
Yeah, sorry, I'm communicating with them both. So since they're not together, we're going to try to get John and Cola. So I'm just communicating with them both. And then we're going to try to get John back.
Let's communicate because, you know, we need them on the show.
Okay. So since you started watching the show, while we're trying to call them back, and let me just shoot them a quick message right quick. Tell the fans a little bit, like an intro to the show, like who the characters are.
So John and Cola are both of the bartenders. They were together in a relationship, but now they're no longer together. They had this whole open relationship thing they were doing for a few years where they would see other people, but still communicate, you know, keep in contact with one another. So now... they're trying to work on the relationship and just being friends because they both found other people. But they're still best friends. And then they also have Lawrence, who is the head guy at the Pink Teacup. And he is a chef and he runs everything. And his wife, Anna, who is the co-owner. They're a little bit messy, too, because the chef, Lawrence, was having an affair with one of the workers there at the Pink Teacup. So he was caught between Anna, his actual wife, and the other girl. So then they said, let's go to Miami to get away from the other girl. But then the chef, Lawrence, went back up to New York to go see the other girl, the side girl, and pretty much call it quits. But she ended up punching him and beating him up. But the whole show, there's twins on there. There's Anika, who's a former stripper. She's on there. I mean, it is just a lot.
So thank you for the rundown, Howard. John, are you there?
Yeah, can y'all see me?
We can't see you, so can you hit video on your chat?
Boom.
Can you see Bree or can you see us? Hey, we can see you.
I see AF right now. That's what I see.
Okay, so you won't be able to see us, but we can see you. So the only way that you'll be able to see us, if you click that link that I sent you, and that's us right now live on YouTube. So that way you can see who you're talking to. Yes.
All right, cool.
And it's going to be a and it's a slight delay on the YouTube side. So if you want, you can mute the YouTube and you can listen to us via here.
Okay, sounds good.
Yes, welcome to the show.
Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Yes. So first, we're gonna
all of a sudden my allergies went away and I'm like a brand new person.
It's all good. First, we're gonna talk to you. Then we're gonna try to pull Cola in a few minutes and talk to her. But yes, okay. Here we are, Hustle and Soul, WeTV season 3. So for fans and for people who don't know what the show is, can you just give a brief example or description of what the show is?
Yeah. So I mean, the show was supposed to be about a legendary restaurant called the Pink Teacup that it originated in New York City. I believe the village that was the first location they shut down, and you know, the chef brought it to Brooklyn, and now he's taking it to Miami. So I mean, we're supposed to showcase, you know, his food and I guess the drinks, but I think the drama just, you know, outweighs all of that and it's taken over the show. So
drama, to say the least.
Okay.
So,
and then this, yeah. This drama that you and Lawrence have is serious. I was reading on your social media how you posted that video of Lawrence going off, saying that you talk about his kids. Is there any truth?
Nah, man, never. And I would never do that. Like, you know, I have nieces and nephews, and it's I would never bring anyone innocent in the picture. You know what I'm saying? Right. I just think that was a reach for them. They have nothing else to say about me. You know what I mean? And I feel like, what's one thing that you can say that will make the audience and people, you know, feel disgusted by? And talking about someone's children, that's exactly what it is. I never talked about their children. I mentioned their children because Anna mentioned my father. Mm. And it was more of an example, like your kids, you should set the example for your kids. It was more of that tone, not like talking shit. You know what I mean? Right. But I want to speak on the beef because I feel like we're living in a time right now where, you know, minorities shouldn't be going at it like this.
Right.
And I feel like I did all I could do to try to like mend things and work with this person. But I guess, you know, egotistical, and you know, he wants to be boss and top dog and have all the shine, and that's cool and all, but you know, like I just feel like it's unfortunate that with President Trump in office and what's going on in the world right now, like this is the last thing that I wanted to do, was beef with, you know, someone that is a minority, and so, but I'm also not gonna step down from it. Like if you come at me, then I'm clapping back. Right. That's all it is.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
One question for you, Jonja. Just make sure that your YouTube is just muted. Just wanted to give you a heads up. So that, because it doubles back. Yeah.
Let me turn it off, actually. Yes.
Now that you've seen us. Now that you've seen our beautiful faces.
Because I want to make sure, like, because it that bothers me, because it's like, damn, bro, like, you had to take it there. Like, you couldn't just sit down with me, like, a man, and let me know what your issue is with me. You get online and get on live and you talk reckless and you threatening my life and you doing all that other shit. Like, come on now. Like, yeah. That's corny. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
It's corny. And this should have never got to that point in that place. Now, I don't ever want to see you or work with you because I know that if I do, I ain't got nothing to say to you.
Right.
Not
right.
One word.
And I was
Before, while we were filming, I was like, yo, let's sit down and let's talk and let's figure out why things escalated the way they did last season. Because, you know, we fought twice last season.
Right.
Right. And I was just about to ask, so what is the communication stand now? So y'all just aren't speaking to one another just through social media only?
Yeah, I mean, I never really had a conversation with him outside of social media. We met one time at the production office. He mentioned that in that live video. I told him that I would be a great, you know, asset to his show, and which I was, because numbers don't lie. And the ratings and the mentions don't lie either. So I did my part. And, you know, it's just, if you want to have a problem with me and beef with me over nothing, you fighting with yourself at this point.
Right.
So there's no communication at all. We don't speak at all. And I think the next time we see each other, there will absolutely be no words.
Yeah, you did say that on social media because you said he definitely took it to the next level. But what I wanted to say to you, because I definitely commend you for being on TV and being true to yourself, especially this season, and opening up about your sexuality and be openly bisexual, which I love. And I think there are fans who need that. But my question to you, because fans can be crazy, especially in comments, how do you handle that? And how do you handle negativity coming your way, especially like coming you and Cola's way?
Mm-hmm. I don't personally read it.
Okay.
Cola does and Eric does as well. That's my partner.
Right.
They both read it and it drives them fucking crazy. Like I've watched them just go through it. And I'm like, yo, you gotta stop reading them comments. If it's not directly on my page, then I'm not reading it. I'm not going to these reality blog pages reading what these people gotta say, because when so many people have the same thing to say about you, you tend to believe it. And then that's when you start beating yourself up. And it's right. Like, nah, I know who I am. And I know how honest I was with Cola from the get.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what people didn't realize is there was a reason why we were in an open relationship last season. You just got to, think outside the box. And which a lot of people knew, because they were talking about it last season. But for the people that are speaking now saying, damn, you lied to her and you should have never did the dirt. I never, ever, ever lied to Coca-Cola.
Right.
And she could stand next to and say that. You know what I'm saying? Everything is all about timing. That's what it is. And so it just so happened this season, the right time. Me and Cola had a big fight it was November 29th. It was my mom's birthday, because that was when Anna and LP jumped me. And it was rumored that she knew they were coming and she didn't come downstairs to my defense. And then I started reading too deep and looking too deep into things. So she bought me a ticket to Miami for my birthday, which was December 2nd, just a few days after the fight. And I never showed up. So she was at the airport by herself and we fell off. And when we fell off, that's when Eric came back in the picture, because I've known him for 7 years.
Right.
You know
gotcha.
What I'm saying? So he came back in the picture and he was there while I was going through the fight and the breakup with Cola. So he had known everything about what we were going through. But I feel like everything is right time. And I wanted to speak on my truth last season, but it wouldn't have made sense.
Right.
Plus
right.
We needed to give the people, another season and look forward to what's playing out now. You know what I mean?
Right. So can you tell us a little about that conversation you had with Cola for people who don't watch the show, how you let her know, hey, you are now with Eric. Can you tell us how that went down and how she took that into consideration?
Well, she knew that we were, a thing back in the day. Cola didn't know how serious things had gotten from that break that we took over the summer, her and I. She didn't realize how serious it had gotten, and now I'm telling her how serious it was. I didn't tell her we moved in with each other. On TV,
oh, wow.
They say that we're roommates and shit, but we really have a house together.
What I'm saying?
With your beautiful dogs.
Yeah, my dogs.
I love them.
Good boy. Thank you. So I basically just told her I'm it's more serious than what it was when I last talked to you. And when I went to Miami during filming, I was really going to Miami to make sure she was good, she was safe, because I had said from day one, I don't trust her being by herself with them. And so I wanted to make sure I was right there, anytime something happened, just hit my line and I'll pull up. And that's real. That was real shit.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, when she got jumped, which that video was going all around, I was back home in Jersey. You know what I mean? So it's and she called me when it happened. And I was like, well, what do you want me to do? Do you want me to come out to Miami? What's up? But Cola is such the bigger person, yo. And that's why I love and I respect her, because she really does soothe the situation, and she tries to calm it down. Me, when I black, I fucking black. I'm Latin. I got that Latin fire, and I won't stop until I'm either locked up or knocked the fuck out.
Right.
One of the two.
Right.
So with her, it's she brings me down, and she brings everyone in the situation around the ball. Yeah, I got jumped. Yeah, it wasn't right, but you know what? I'm good. and you don't need to get arrested, and you don't need to do this. Like, so that's, and we need that too. You know what I'm saying? Because we all not about to go to jail. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, man, and it was heavy because they edited that shit to make it look away. He, the way he said things, it kind of fucked me up and her up because, you know, when you live with someone and you go to bed with that person every night, you think you know everything and how they feel and what they're going through, but I really didn't know how he really felt about my relationship with Cola, you know, and he expressed his feelings when we got on camera.
I
was like, whoa, like, come on now. Like, you could have gave me a heads up or, you know, something. So it was very emotional for all of us because it was like, fuck, here I am thinking like we got a modern family. You know, she accepts me for who I am and still loves me the same. And here I am thinking, and we had just talked about her moving in with us too because like her lease was up. Yeah, but this is what I'm saying. So when we filmed that scene, it fucked everything up. It was like, damn, like you really feel this way about her, and you never told me that shit. Like, I gotta find out on TV. Mm-hmm. So all of our reactions are very, very, very real. Like it's real and raw. We didn't do any takes. We didn't have producers giving us beats, telling us to do this differently. They let us flow through. You know what I'm saying? And that's the best way to capture moments is when it's that real and raw. So, yeah, I was mad at him in the moment. Like, how the fuck you not going to tell me something so big like that? But it actually got the best reaction out of us. And, you know, we're working through things now. Everything's not perfect right now. We're working through things. I still spend time with Cole. I live with him. So it's, you know, it's a work in progress.
And everything's cool with Eric. He doesn't mind you hanging out with Cola, knowing that y'all have history, and, like, he's just all right with it.
Nah, I think if you ask him that question, he'll raise his eyebrow, and he'll, like, side-eye it, and, like, you know, at the end of the day, I feel like we're all human, and we all have, like, jealousy, and, you know, it's normal and it's natural. When I'm with Cola and when the three of us are together, I'm more like affectionate and on her. Ooh. And with him, it's like he feels more like my homeboy.
Oh no.
But I've never been the type of person to do no public affection and shit. And like, that's just not my thing. You know what I mean? Like, So, you know, I try to like not be around the three of them at the same time. But
like y'all it just happens. Y'all just one happens. Big family.
Yes. John. Thank you so much. We have to wrap it up a little bit, but we would love for you to Skype with us any other time.
Yes.
Love talking to you. We would love, maybe one day we can just have like a show where we just do like an episode of Hustle and Soul and we just talk about the show with you. We're going to try to get Cola in on another day because we ran out of time. So I'm talking to her now. But let the fans know where they can find you out on social media.
You can find me at John Twice. It's spelled J0N, the number 2, WICE. That's on Instagram and on Twitter.
Thank you so much, John. And we will be watching.
You guys.
Yes, and let's talk again. Come back and Skype with us, and we'll break down one of the episodes. Yeah.
Definitely, because we know we need to know a little bit more what's going on.
Oh, y'all don't even know the half.
And that's why you got to come back and give us more of the tea. Thank you so much, John. We appreciate you.
Thanks, John.
Have a good night. One.
Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you so much. Thank you. We're not mothers, but everybody's my son, especially Howard. Yeah. Thank you, Josh.
Thanks, Josh.
And I'm not a mother, but oh man, thank you guys so much. Unfortunately, we ran out of time, so we can't get Cola in today, but I'm talking to her and her team, so we're gonna definitely try to get her in, and I think we're gonna just do a segment with just Cola.
Yeah.
So that way we can have more time with her and everything. So we do appreciate you, Cola, for standing by. We appreciate you, John. We gotta head out of here. Howard, let the fans know where they can find you out on social media.
Yes, everybody can find me at all social medias at Howard the Third. You can also also watch me on Keep It Up With The Kardashians After Show on our sister channel, AfterBuzz TV Network, tonight, Sundays at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time with Nakia. So, yeah. You know, hang out with me there. I also do the Now Apocalypse After Show. It's a season finale for tonight at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on AfterBuzz TV Network. So hang out with me over there.
Yes, and you guys can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom. Make sure you guys stay tuned because we're going to keep you posted when we do have Miss Cola in the studio. We're going to try to get her on Skype and have a whole segment with her. So I apologize about that. And make sure you subscribe to Everything VHL. We'll catch you guys next Sunday. Bye. Bye.
On behalf of our VHL staff, we would like to thank you for tuning in to Black Hollywood Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Check out our Black Hollywood Live YouTube page for even more great programming and amazing content. And be sure to subscribe and like our channel when you do. I'm your VHL host, Nakia Monet, and you can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom or at Black Hollywood Live. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.